Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Wednesday here on the Steve Gerber Show. Glad you're along for the conversation. It is an important one today. Talking about water contamination of water supplies throughout the state of Michigan. Of course, a lot of attention recently because of the events going on in Rockford, Michigan, where the chemicals leaching out from Wolverine Worldwide from a variety of places, some of those being unauthorized dump sites that we continue to find out. But with us today, we have Bob Delaney here, an environmental specialist from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, who's been on the job for decades and been out there testing Michigan water supplies and so forth, done a lot of work at places like Wordsmith Air Force Base and elsewhere. And one of these emerging contaminants are these PFCs, PFOAs, which have been linked to a variety of diseases, be it autism, cancer, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, problems with the thyroid, problems with the liver, problems with cholesterol. I mean, there's a whole list of problems that have been associated with these compounds, but because they've only been studied for the last few years intensely, it's not clear of the direct connection between some of these things. Although in West Virginia, DuPont is paying out hundreds of millions of dollars because it's pretty clear they knew back into the 1950s that this stuff had a negative impact on the environment and the creatures, whether they're human or wild animals that may consume these products. Now, as we were talking in the last segment, speaking of that, I want to touch on that. One of the things I read here in one of your reports, Bob, is that the incident of these chemicals being found in wild animals and whether or not, now you just said you would not eat the fish adjacent to Wordsmith Air Force Base. Let me expand that question for you. Would you eat the fish anywhere in Michigan because of these chemicals?
Yeah, I'd eat the fish in, you know, the Great Lakes. We've seen enough data from the Great Lakes that generally they're low enough levels.
I mean, generally.
Yeah, well, generally. I mean, there's some high levels in the surface waters in Lake Erie and Ontario of these chemicals. And so.
And the Detroit River?
Detroit River, I don't know that it's been tested for the chemicals, but the sediments in the Detroit River were heavily impacted. On the Canadian side, the Canadians did a lot of studies on the sediments on their side of the Great Lakes, and Detroit River was the area with the highest levels of these chemicals in their studies.
Well, we've got, what, 8 Coast Guard stations on the Lake Michigan side of the state. I wonder if those are places of concern for you. As you look around the state, let me ask you this, because what I'm trying to determine here, because you know Wordsmith is a problem. We've been watching the growing plume, Camp Grayling, near the airfield there because of this firefighting foam. I would assume that other military installations around the state are going to have problems. How big is this problem in Michigan? How big could this be? Because you said in 2012, and it hasn't been followed, and we don't know if Dan Wyance took it seriously or not, the former head of the DEQ, we don't know. He saw this report you put together, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Whether or not it was ever shown to the governor, we're not quite sure. But you said at that time, we need to do a lot of testing. That's been 5.5 years ago. Has the testing happened the way you think it should have? And if not, why not? And how big is this problem?
You know, I said that I gave the same recommendation to DOD in about 2012, 2011 at a conference. And they went out and they have been testing all their drinking water all over the world. I told them, you know, the first thing you need to do is figure out if your people are drinking this water. So they've been in this this process, and that's why Belmont was discovered, the contamination over at Rockford. It was their armory that they were testing the water, and they found out, hey, we have PFASs in there, PFCs in your lingo. It was something they'd bought 2 years earlier for band practice for their band. So they knew they hadn't used AFFF. So they knew it came from somewhere. And that's really what kicked off a lot of the study for Rockford and finding out what went on there. Because the military was out doing this work to see if their people were getting contaminated.
But as you look around the state, you have numerous other military facilities that, as far as I can tell, have not been tested. I don't know if they've been tested. For example, like at KI Sawyer, it's been closed down for many, many years.
Yeah, it has the groundwater contamination, and we just found it in a well nearby. Escanaba, there's a fuel depot, and that's one of the things that people don't realize is that anywhere where there's bulk fuel, so any refinery, any bulk storage area, they'll have AFFF firefighting foam in those. So we found at Escanaba, that's where the fuel was offloaded for KI. Found it at Alpena, Air National Guard, Selfridge. Selfridge, they haven't actually sampled, but off the shore of Selfridge and Lake St. Clair, it's out there. Let's see, you know Camp Grayling. So we'll find it at Kellogg Air National Guard too. It's essentially any airport, any place where they used a lot of fuel. I mean, so Army bases where they had a lot.
All right, what about like Fort Custer as we go south through the state?
It's very possible that they,
your guess, as having done this for as long as you have, your guess is there.
It's there, yeah.
And if it's there, it's bad. Because if it's there, then it's going to be, they've gone around there in the Rockford area to, 300 homes now and offered filtration systems.
Right.
So when you look at this, the Department of Defense has, I think it's fair to say, some liability here. Now, it's not for you or I to determine, but it's pretty obvious that if you have these contamination zones, these plumes, and let's explore that a little bit more, because these plumes, as you noted earlier, have expanded beyond what we would call natural barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at plumes like, I don't know what the plume is in Mansalona, Michigan, but those plumes have a tendency just to keep expanding over time. And so I talked to a water specialist here a couple of days ago, earlier this week. He said, yeah, you could test your water today and maybe it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, why wouldn't you get the system anyway? Because 2 years from now or 5 years from now, that plume could overtake your home.
Mm-hmm.
Is that smart counsel?
Well, and the other thing to realize is we can sample, we can analyze for maybe 700 chemicals. There's 80,000 or 85,000 in commerce. And 60,000 of those chemicals were grandfathered in with no need for toxicity testing, not regulated. So there's all kinds of chemicals out there. We're sampling for 21 of these PFASs, and literally there's 3,000 of them in commerce. AFFF is a very complex mixture of these chemicals. They always talk about PFOS and PFOA, but that was just the first two chemicals they recognized. And so we can only analyze for a small portion of the chemicals that are potentially out there. So that's another challenge.
Well, but as you look at these chemicals, this family of chemicals, if you find, even on any of the group that you study, because of the indications of contamination, because of the things that they are linked to, it's possible that communities, like, quite simply, I've been reading a lot on social media of women that grew up in Oscoda that had complete hysterectomies in their 20s, men that would have been otherwise perfectly healthy that died of heart attack, heart failure in their mid-20s. Can I say there's cause and effect here? No, but would I want to live right around that Air Force base currently? No, probably not. At least not use the water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that fair?
I tell everybody you have to make your own decisions, but you should be well informed. The public needs to know what's there, and they have to make their decisions on whether they're going to, what they want to take in. That's one of my big problems is we don't really know what we're getting into us. And we don't know what's getting into the womb, into the baby. And like pointed out in what we wrote was that, that's the most sensitive time for chemical contamination. When a person is developing in the womb and you hit them with all these chemicals, you don't know what's going on.
You don't know how it finishes. Yeah. Right. Thalidomide, we come back to that whole thing about thalidomide in the 1960s that was supposed to stop morning sickness. And well, it stopped limbs from growing. Hold that thought right there.
Sure.
Bob Delaney with us from the Department of Environmental Quality here, exploring the contamination of water throughout the state of Michigan. We'll be right back.